Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen. You can email me questions anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And please, if you haven't already, like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You can listen to any of my shows, read any of my current or past columns. You can even see the wonderful new music video that my son made for me in honor of my forthcoming book on bruceallen.com. I hope you will visit it. It's quite a kick, and it's certainly an unusual promotional tool for a book. I do have a book coming out next month. It is called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation, and the store is open at bruceallen.com, and it's a perfect Father's Day gift. I want to remind you that each week my show tends to be about the column that I've written that week, and this is no exception. This week's column is called Love Means Saying No, and that's capital N and capital O. You can find my columns at bruceallen.com, in your local paper, or just Google my name or Dad's Point of View. They're now pretty much carried all over the world, at least in English-speaking countries. I'm not quite sure where they're translated, though I do know that there is a website in France that does translate them now and then. Let's talk about love is saying no. Now, on the surface, you might think, what the heck is he talking about? And in this case, I am referring very specifically to parenting. Love is not saying no if you're a husband to your wife. If you say no, you will be in the doghouse. And so the proper response to just about everything my wife says, as she has very carefully explained to me quite a lot, is yes, dear. And my father did that for 66 years of marriage and was the happiest man and the happiest husband I know. So when it comes to marriage, my strong suggestion is don't use the no word too much. Again, to quote my wife, happy wife, happy life. And most homes, especially when there are kids, a lot of the center of the energy comes from the wife. Call me a sexist, call me what you want, but just call me. I think Groucho said something like that. Love is saying no, and that is our topic. No is a very powerful word and a tool, actually, in parenting. It is much more powerful than the easier said yes. Now, the boomer generation of parents, of which I am included, may have raised the most spoiled generation of children in history. This has sadly occurred, ironically, at an economic time when spoiled, in quotes, will not work for our kids' betterment. What our kids need to be and do is be more persistent and harder working and more focused and more energetic and less spoiled than, in fact, we may have been, because it is, in fact, harder today than it was. My kids could not get into the colleges I got into with the grades and SAT scores I had even close. I mean, I went to UCLA graduate school and in the School of Business, which is now, I don't know what the application ratio is, what, 20,000 applicants for 500 slots? It's something in that range, let alone UCLA undergraduate. And I went to one of the UC schools as an undergrad with just basically a modest B average. That's not possible. So at least in the schooling area, our kids are going to have much bigger challenges than we did. Love often means doing things. Again, this applies more to parenting than being a spouse. Doing things that may not seem loving, especially, as I say, as a parent. I've often said that to be the best mom or dad you can be may not mean being your children's best friend. Too many of us boomers just have this notion that we're just going to be buddies with our kids. And frankly, they have plenty of friends, at least most of our kids do. They don't need you to be their buddy. They need you to be a strong influence in their life, to guide them, and to say no. Now, why is no such an important word and tool, you may ask? Because it is how you teach your children not only right from wrong, but the boundaries of society, relationships, and respect for authority. No is what they need to learn to take. No is what they may hear from their bosses. Yes is easy. Yes, they'll get from their friends, but no is something that helps them learn. The first authority most children experience, of course, is from their parents. So dads and moms, therefore, truly have this opportunity to lay a proper foundation for their children to grow up as responsible, independent adults. And it's not by saying yes. And let's face it, while a lot of parents, moms maybe a little bit more than dads, but I'd say I feel this actually stronger than my wife, we want to raise independent kids so they do leave the home. Now, the notion that my children may stay in the home a little longer, as I said, does not bother me, but that's not really what my job is. If I've done a good job of parenting, my boys, in my case I have two boys, will be leaving the home sometime before they're 30 or 40. But the stories I hear of kids returning home after college and living off their parents are very, very common and not a good thing. So let me give you some examples of no's. And truly, there's exceptions to any one of these blanket statements, but it's just like with all my rules, there are generalities. So let's just try a few. And this is in no order. It's just for fun. No, you may not have that cookie, candy bar, soda, dessert, fried food, fast food item. Fill in the blank because it's not good for you. No, you may not speak to your mother or father like that. No, that language is not acceptable in this house. No, you cannot go to that PG-13 movie even though your other 12-year-old friends are allowed to go. No, I don't care how old you are. I will not allow you to listen to that disgusting and inappropriate music or see that movie, even if you're old enough to go to R-rated movies. That's not so easy, especially with the pressure of peers on your kids and the pressure of other parents that won't say no so easily. Continuing on with my list. No, you have to eat your vegetables. Is that one a classic or what? No, you can't stay home from school today because you haven't prepared for that test. You don't feel like it. You don't want to see so-and-so, or you're too tired from last night's party. No, a curfew is a curfew, and you cannot stay out past 10:30 p.m., even if all your friends are allowed to do so. This is a favorite of mine. No, your boyfriend or girlfriend may not sleep over, even if her friends say it's okay. I mean, her parents say it's okay. Now, this is happening now. I don't believe it. But sleepovers between boys and girls at 12, 13, 14, 15 is happening. So you may have to say no. Continuing with my no's. No, you can't watch that television show on a school night. In fact, you know our rule. No television on school nights, which, by the way, is my rule at my house, with some exceptions or earned privileges, but it's a big one. Moving on, I'm going to give you an even dozen of no examples. No, you can't drive my car. And no, you don't get your allowance because you didn't do your chores. So that's a dozen no's, and I think they easily complete my argument, as it is truly an endless job of saying no for parents if you're willing to take on that job. And I believe that is being the best parent and ultimately will earn you a level of respect that also teaches your children something of great value. So my lesson here is saying no to your kids is probably the most important word you can use, while saying yes to your wife is equally about the most important word you can use. Now, I also will say, no, it won't hurt you, and no, it won't hurt them, but it will hurt your wife. I have actually learned to agree with my wife more and more, and it really does help. And I am grateful because my marriage is the better for it. We will be back soon after commercial breaks with Wayne Levine for our men's room segment and get his take on love is saying no. I assume he will agree, but Wayne and I don't always agree. It is time for a break. Our next segment is the men's room with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. We will be right back.